It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit to left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
Let's go, A's fans. It's time for a little A's baseball. Don't worry about sleep. Sleep is overrated, and you can sleep during the offseason. We got some baseball to play today in New York as the A's try to avoid the three-game sweep at the hands of the Yankees. Cole Irvin up against Jameson Taillon should be a good one right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network. Vince Catronio joins us from the Bronx. Good morning, Vinny.
Hello, Mr. Townsend. How are you? A little warmer today. It's going to be low 80s for the finale of the series, and the A's hoping that their bats can warm up as well and get out of here with a win.
I love hearing that. That means no rain, right?
No, no rain. Rain is a non-factor. In fact, no rain for the rest of the trip. And if there is any in Seattle, they've got a roof, so you're covered and you'll be working every day, Townie.
All right, so you start looking at today's matchup, and the one thing that I do like about Cole Irvin being on the mound is the Yankees. We talk so much about the Yankees leading baseball in home runs. They also lead in walks. Good news here, Cole doesn't walk anybody, really. 17 walks and 68 and a third, just 2.24 per nine innings. Wouldn't you say if you had to have the right guy here on a Sunday getaway day, it'd be Cole Irvin?
Well, I agree with you. He certainly has enough experience where this place doesn't affect him. He knows what he wants to do. He knows how to attack hitters, and that's, you know, pitching inside, good sinker, good four-seamer, you know, the changeup and a little bit of the cutter and the curveball. I think you want to see him be effective down in the zone. The A's feel like there's an opening there for many of the Yankee hitters to take advantage of. And, you know, Frankie Montas got some of that exploited last night against Aaron Judge. Maybe he got a couple of calls, certainly below the strike zone. But the A's sense that that's a place to attack this club. And if they can do that, and if Cole can do that and get some ground balls and kind of keep them off stride expanding the plate, you got a chance to get out of here. The A's have got to find a way, of course, to score some runs and kind of get things going. And I know we talked about this last night, Townie. Another change with the lineup, and you've got, you know, three of the first four batters hitting from the left side with Kemp, Brown, and Vogt, and maybe that can get something going and get some runs early, add on to that, and see if that takes you to the place you want to be.
You know, there's always a lot of debate around Aaron Judge's strike zone, but you have to admit it is arguably one of the most unique strike zones in the history of the game.
Absolutely. 6'7", and the low strike to him is a, you know, that's called a strike on him, which he was frustrated about last night, is a pitch that's often called a strike for everybody else that's not 6'7", which is why part of the frustration was there for Judge and certainly for Aaron Boone, so much so that he screamed and was ejected from the ballgame supporting his player in the eighth inning. So you're right, and if you're Stephen Vogt behind the plate and you catch a pitch from Cole Irvin and reach above your mask, let's say, where the glove is either a part of the mask or above it, it's a strike to Aaron Judge. I mean, it's still below the belt him, but you're not going to see that pitch called for a strike because the umpires just don't – they're just not trained to do that, you know, when you see the catcher move in that manner. So that does present the challenge for every team when they're facing Judge and Giancarlo Stanton with those gigantic strike zones.
I have no idea what the record is. I'm sure the A's got to be at least sniffing it, right? Three catcher's interference in two games. What's the record in a three-game set? I have no idea.
I think we need to page David Feldman for that information, and I don't want to find out, to be honest with you. Let's just play the game, play a normal game, get some runs, get a win, and get to Seattle. It's going to be a long ride across country.
You know, I have you ever seen anything like this?
The amount of catcher's interferences in a series?
Yeah.
No, certainly haven't. You know, I mean, it's happened with Sean before. I think it's five times now he's been charged with catcher's interference. And in talking with Brad Ausmus about this yesterday, you know, he acknowledged, as we talked about on the air, Chris, is look, he's close. He's really up in underneath the hitter. And he said so is Jose Trevino, who catches for the Yankees, who got the catcher's interference last night in the ninth inning. The difference is Trevino's like 5'11", and Sean is 6'3". So when he can't get as low as Trevino. So Trevino is able to avoid the situation that plagued Sean a couple of days ago, and it's happened in the past because his body is so big and he's trying to get that low strike, but low for him is not as low as most catchers because most catchers aren't 6'3".
All right, keep your headset on because we got Ray Fosse and Joe Torre.
That'll be awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
All right, we'll talk to you after the game. Another Ray classic. Yesterday was Derek Jeter at the end of Derek Jeter's career. That was super cool. Also going to be cool. Another Hall of Famer with Ray. Joe Torre next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Where'd you get that synthesizer?
I just bought it. Since we're saving so much with no mortgage down payment and no PMI with Navy Federal Credit Union, I figured I'd put some of that extra money to good use. Oh, and I'm starting a band with some platoon mates.
Great.
Learn how you can save $2,500 on average with a Navy Federal mortgage at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
This is A's Total Access.
I mean, his resume as a player, an MVP, a batting champion, an RBI leader, a nine-time All-Star. Joe Torre was a hell of a player, also was a great manager. Hall of Famer. Here he is with Ray Fosse.
Final game of the series with the New York Yankees. My guest is their manager, Joe Torre. And Joe, just congratulations, I guess, simply said, for last year. Have you come down from the clouds since last year? Are you enjoying the ride? Just how do you feel right now after being a world champion for the first time?
Well, Ray, what slaps your face into reality is, you know, when you lose a ball game. You know, all of a sudden you're mortal again. You know, there was a time there, you know, once we won the World Series, winning four straight games against the Braves, and then obviously, you can't do anything wrong during the offseason. Everybody loves you. They only think of the good things. And then you come over there opening day and lose 4-2 to Seattle, and then come up here and have a 2-1 lead taken away from you, something that never happened to us last year. So, you know, I still enjoy thinking about it, but obviously we're back to work again.
Joe, all the years you've managed and played, never went to the World Series. Was there, I mean, how many times did you think, why not me? And then for it to finally happen, how much did you realize just how much fun it is?
Well, you know, I remember you and going through what you went through physically and, you know, knowing when you have a career in front of you and it stops. I had no such problem. I went through a career and I had a full career and then managed and never did coach. And you're right. I kept saying, why not me? You know, even in certain ball games, you'd say, why not me? And you find out it wasn't your time, evidently. And then when you get to the World Series at the postseason, and you're watching the team that's playing for you, and you realize that I think we're a little bit better than that other club. I think we want it a little bit more than they do. And, you know, that Texas series scared the hell out of me because we lose the first game, and we never played well in Texas all year, and then the second game we get behind, and a five-game series is awful. I mean, that's a sudden death situation. Then we win that, and then going back to Baltimore, I tell you, but once you get to the World Series and all the things that people tell you about the World Series, it's much better than that.
You know, that was a lot of fun, but your brother Frank, great story. Just how tough was it to go through the World Series knowing what your brother Frank was going through, and basically give us an update on his health right now?
Well, Frank is fine right now. He just came out of the hospital. He had a kidney infection, which is all part of this transplant situation because you lose your immune system temporarily. I tell you what it did. Frank was in New York. I was able to see him. I was able to talk to him. After seeing what he was like in June and July and knowing he could hardly walk, even when he was waiting for the transplant, he was still functionable, you know, and it made me feel good. And baseball gives you a chance to hide somewhere. You really, nothing you can do for him. We did everything we could for him, get him ready, and then the heart transplant came. I mean, the heart came and it happened the day before Game 6, which was like a whole storybook situation. But again, the game gave me a chance to hide somewhere, and Frank was all for me. It gave him a chance not to think about his problems, too, being able to watch games and listen to games and knowing that this thing is going to come eventually.
New York Yankees in town. We're visiting with their manager, co-manager in the American League, along with Johnny Oates last year. About your club this year, Joe, the one guy you're missing is John Wetland. How much is that going to change your managing philosophy, knowing that you have Rivera now as a closer as opposed to the setup guy?
Well, Ray, I'm going to have to manage 9 innings now. I only had to manage 6 innings before, and once we come up with the formula of Rivera coming in the 7th and the 8th, it made my job easy. You just send him out there, and if it was good enough, fine. If it wasn't, you couldn't do anything about it anyway. We're going to miss Wetland. I'm going to miss John personally because, you know, he renewed my faith in the ball player. He was very professional, wasn't happy with us early in the year. There was some contract squabbles and whatever, but he went about his business, and I really appreciated that. And he was so durable. I mean, he was so physically durable that, you know, you don't know if Rivera is going to be able to do that. We know that he has the heart. Rivera has the heart and the stomach for this thing. But as far as how often can he pitch, I don't know. But you're right. We're going to miss Rivera in that 7th and 8th inning, and it showed up the other night here when we had a 2-1 lead in the 8th inning, and David Weathers came in and couldn't get the job done.
Joey, in general, your ball club this year comparing to last year as world champions, how much different is it? How much better is it in 1997?
Well, I think there's always pressure playing Major League Baseball, especially with the New York Yankees, because everybody expects the best when you work for George Steinbrenner. But the easy part for me is not having to convince the players they can win, because we did it last year, and they know what the formula is. The only thing you have to do is just remind them and monitor what's going on. You know, I think we have the capabilities of getting back to the World Series, but we're really going to have to straighten our bullpen right now. I think our starters are in better shape this year than they were last year at this time.
And how about the Eastern Division? A very tough Eastern Division. How would you feel your matchup at this point?
Well, Baltimore's going to score a lot of runs again, and there's no question about it. And their pitching, you know, last year was a little spotty, and they had some question marks. This year, you know, we haven't seen them. We won't see them for a while. But I still think they're the club you have to deal with. And Toronto improved a great deal. I thought they were a good club last year, even though they didn't finish 500. So you could see where they were coming. And then they made all that deal with Pittsburgh and then signed Clemens. I think they're really quality right now because Clemens gives them, you know, a horse to hook onto, and it's going to help the rest of their pitching staff.
Joe, congratulations after all these years for getting that world championship. I know you can't wait to get the ring. I know you said you don't. It doesn't matter when you get it, as long as you get it. But I know it's going to be a beautiful thing on your finger. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ray. I waited 30 years. I can wait an extra month.
Right. All right. That is manager Joe Torre of the New York Yankees.
Did you hear that part about John Wetland, how he's out? And they're like, well, not sure, you know, how much Mariano Rivera can handle it. 652 saves later, the greatest closer of all time. We have to get back to that in the postgame show. Jessica Kleinschmidt next right here. A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than the Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Hey, A's fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get four tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
NASCAR is on USA. It's a race for the playoffs. The drama.
He gets turned into the wall.
The excitement.
Yeah, boy.
The characters.
You don't like that kind of racing?
Don't even watch.
Next stop, Road America.
It's 4 miles long, 14 corners. This is a tough track.
NASCAR, Sunday, 3 Eastern on USA.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And here is Jessica Kleinschmidt, brought to you by Chevron.
Matt Carpenter's all of a sudden on me. Like, what's going on? Now, the dude just goes from chilling, like sitting on his couch, to now he's hitting 6 home runs in his first 10 games. I believe it's the first time a Yankee has ever done that. What has he brought? What kind of a boost has he brought to this team?
It is a wild story. There's no doubt. And I, full disclosure, always loved Matt Carpenter when he was a St. Louis Cardinal. Like, he's my kind of baseball player. He's got like the pine tar on the helmet. He's got that lefty swing. He's clutch. He's a grinder. He's a gamer. Like, I can't get enough of Matt Carpenter. But the end of his Cardinal career, he looked like a guy who was totally shot. To your point, he's in the minor leagues for the Texas Rangers. Not exactly lighting the world on fire. The Yankees take a flyer. He's had a ton of big hits. And I think he's got winning intangibles that he has brought to this team. And, oh, by the way, a super cool mustache that I may try to break out at some point. I don't know if they'll put me on television. I think my future wife may divorce me before we even get to the altar if I try growing it. But it's kind of something that the Yankees have embraced, Jess. You know, the idea that, like, you know, they got the stash, they got grinders, they got gamers. They were not a likable team last year from a fan's perspective. They are super likable. And mark my words, a guy like Carpenter may have another big hit or two coming his way, not only in the regular season, but he's a guy that I think they'll use as a weapon off the bench come October.
And I agree. I feel like having a veteran presence is always going to help you in a postseason scenario, not to mention how clutch he can be off the bench. And John, I think you should rock the mustache for the future wife.
I don't know. I mean, she'll deal with it for a few weeks. I'll do it. Like I said, as long as the Yankees are in the playoffs, because I can grow the beard. I can grow a decent beard. The stash is a look I never thought I'd pull off, Jess, but I think I'm inspired by Nestor Cortez and Matt Carpenter. What can I say?
Yeah, if she can love you through that, she can probably love you through anything. A struggling Joey Gallo. Now, he's an A's killer, and we all know that the shift exists. We're glad he's no longer in the AL West, but he's only batting 169 right now, certainly riding that struggle bus. I want him to succeed when he's not playing the A's, but is there any indication as to why he's struggling and how are fans reacting to him now that he's wearing pinstripes and putting up those numbers?
Jess, you know, New York is a very demanding place when you got to deal with people like me. And the Yankee fan is not in love with Joey Gallo. Look, his game is flawed from a standpoint of he's an all or nothing type guy. And you had to expect that bringing him in, but he's easy to pitch to. He's striking out way too much. Yeah, the shift has hurt him from time to time. He missed a foul home run yesterday, hit a line drive right at somebody. But when you're hitting one under 170, for goodness sakes,
yeah,
and it's late June, when the Yankees are talking about what their best lineup is going to look like come October, I don't see that lineup with Joey Gallo being a part of it. I know the Yankees gave up a lot to get him last year, but I'm cutting my losses. Like, I would find a team that's desperate for power, mm-hmm. that maybe can roll the dice and hope that he can get hot over a few weeks. I don't think Joey Gallo is comfortable being in New York. I think the pressure has clearly gotten to him. We've seen that with guys. Like, there are just certain dudes that have it within them to handle New York. Like, Anthony Rizzo is one of those guys. He's comfortable being here. Sonny Gray, not comfortable being.
Yeah.
Bingo. He's just not a New York guy. It just didn't work out for him. I think Gallo can go and flourish somewhere else. It's not going to be here with the Yankees. I think he's off this team by the end of July.
I was just going to ask you, come trade deadline, Joey Gallo may not be in a Yankee uniform, and it could be a change of scenery scenario. I'm a firm believer in that. So hopefully he can find success elsewhere. But like I said, we've seen what he's capable of. When you don't see his numbers, you see Gallo in that lineup, you're like, damn, that possesses a lot of power. But him aside, we mentioned Judge. Obviously, we know Giancarlo Stanton. You mentioned Trevino. He's been killing it. Who's a guy that maybe we're not talking about enough who's adding to the success of this team?
Jess, I'm going to give you two guys. Oh. One I briefly mentioned, Anthony Rizzo, who they got from the Chicago Cubs. He's one of the few players on his team that won a World Series championship. And I think his presence, being in that three spot in the order, splitting up Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, has made those two big boppers that much more potent. And Rizzo's had so many big hits. He's playing unbelievable defense at first base. He's a flat out winner. And there are certain guys that are just like born to be Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Rizzo is born to be a Yankee. So he's one. The other guy, and I got to give him love because I think he's an all-star and he's got all sorts of funk. He's got all sorts of flair. How about what Nestor Cortes has brought to that starting rotation? Coming out of nowhere, the Yankees DFA'd him. He's bouncing around with Seattle and the Orioles, and the Yankees bring him back. He pitched well for him last year, but he's one of the best starting pitchers in the American League, for goodness sake. So Anthony Rizzo and Nestor Cortes, two guys that, to me, deserve some love.
What are some of his fellow pitchers, like the Gerrit Coles of the world, saying about what Nestor's doing?
Oh, they can't get enough. And I think he's such a good compliment, Jess, because his pitching style is it's throwback. He's not throwing the ball 95, 96, 97 miles an hour. Mm. And it's about deception and the funky looks and the arm angles. And it's the definition of a crafty lefty. And when you can throw that into a rotation that has a flamethrower in Gerrit Cole, a flamethrower in Luis Severino, who's all the way back, and he dealt with a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. And then you have Jordan Montgomery, who's pitched well, not last night, but for the most part has pitched well. And Jameson Taillon, who now is comfortable being in New York. He is feeding off his former Pittsburgh Pirate teammate, Gerrit Cole, and he's going to be cashing in for a big payday next year, which I don't think is going to come from the Yankees. But you know, you come off a year where you pitch well, you're going to get $90, $100 million if you're a starting pitcher. So, yeah, the Yankee rotation as a whole, it's got different looks. It's got different, like, feels and vibes and all that sort of stuff. But it's been the best rotation in the American League so far this year.
Yeah, and I'm glad you kind of mentioned not having everybody with all this velocity. As time's gone on, we see 100-mile-an-hour pitchers or a dime a dozen, but they're very popular right now. And to have a guy coming out and working on his funky stuff and his specialty pitches, maybe not doing all those velocity numbers, is great to see. Well, John, you've been absolutely phenomenal. This was a lot of fun, and hopefully we can continue this fun little back and forth between the A's and the Yankees. Maybe we'll have a decent game tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. I actually think the A's will be in this one. Montez, guy who is pitching his rear end off, and he might get the Oakland A's a whole lot. That's one team I don't trade with, Jess. You learned that over the years. You don't trade with the Rays, and you don't trade with the Oakland A's. Thanks for having me on. And sorry for all the Yankee love, but when they're 30-something games over 500, it's kind of tough to find negative attributes. Just saying.
Ugh. I don't know how much more I can take. Coming up next, Roxy Bernstein with Sweeney Murdy from WFAN right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at UBEO.com. That's UBEO.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Ray Magliozza here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
This is A's Total Access.
A's Total Access. We continue from the Bronx as the A's wrap up the series against the New York Yankees. Roxy Bernstein joined by the Yankees beat reporter from WFAN, Yankee broadcaster Sweeney Murdy with us. All right, so we were catching up with Aaron Boone, Sweeney, before the series. And, of course, everybody, when they talk about the Yankees, they talk about all the home runs and the great pitching. And Boone was quick to point out to us is how great they've been defensively and how they're actually athletic and can run the bases, which nobody really thinks. Is that something you've noticed with this team as the season has progressed?
I think we saw it in last night's game, Rox. All the ground balls that J.P. Sears was inducing, and they were turning them all into outs. And the double play that they turned, so many ground balls to the left side of the infield. Really, it stood out last night because last year it was pretty evident that infield defense was one of the weaker points on this team. And they turned it all over and made it a strength this year. I thought you saw it last night. Running the bases, absolutely, they're a little bit better. Luis Rojas has been a really key factor of that. He's the third base coach, he's the outfield coach, but as a third base coach, you know, he's the one trying to get guys to go first to third, second to home, things like that, and has been really diligent about secondary leads and getting jumps. And he pointed out to me that Jose Trevino has one of the best secondary leads and jumps of anybody on the team. So, you know, in the old days, we just call it runs good for a catcher, but he's somebody who, you know, really exemplifies the thing that you're talking about.
Defensively, in the acquisition of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Josh Donaldson to anchor the left side of the infield, and that is a strength, and Kiner-Falefa has won a Gold Glove before. But also, you mentioned Trevino, Sweeney. His ability to catch behind the plate and to frame pitches, it just seems there's a confidence now with Yankee pitchers, whether it's him or Higashioka, who's in there today, that they have that confidence throwing that catcher. And I don't know if that same confidence was there when Gary Sanchez was behind the plate.
Yeah, I would point out to you that I think twice during Sanchez's tenure, the Yankees were third in the American League in ERA, or third in all of baseball in team ERA. You know, he was part of that. The number itself is lower. The raw number is lower because offense is down this year. They're first in the league in ERA. But you know, listen, Gary Sanchez isn't here anymore because he stopped hitting like Gary Sanchez. If he was hitting 30 home runs, he'd still be catching. Jose Trevino has done a wonderful job, though, along with Kyle Higashioka, and everybody's more into a two-catcher system now anyway, not the old-fashioned starting catcher, backup catcher. You kind of have one and one A. Trevino's one right now, and he's probably going to the All-Star game. You know, the voting is set up in such a way that he's going to get a chance when the second phase of voting kicks in next week. He's going to have a chance to beat out Alejandro Kirk. And I think Yankee fans have seen plenty here. Offensively, he's really picked it up. And he got off to a slow start there. Defensively, you've seen him, you know, throw runners out first base, second base last night. And the frame jobs you're talking about, yeah, it's definitely there. I don't want to get too down on Gary Sanchez. There's certainly a different element to him defensively, but you know, the team did perform at a very high level for a couple of years with him behind the plate too.
Sweeney Murdy with us here on A's Total Access, and it's been a struggle for Joey Gallo. The A's got to see him quite a bit when he's in Texas over the years, struggling with the bat. He plays a great right field, which everybody knows, but right now, where do you think Joey Gallo is as far as offensively, because it seems like he's pressing quite a bit and maybe trying to do too much?
I mean, it's almost a full season's worth now. They got him at the end of July last year, and we're almost at the beginning of July now. And he went through, he had a power surge last year. He had one of those hot streaks that I'm sure you saw plenty of when he was in Texas for a small portion of last season. But the other stuff was really, you know, low batting average, much lower than he had in Texas. And the strikeouts much higher. And that's continued this year. It's uncomfortable. You can tell he's uncomfortable. I think as a player, you can probably always, you know, kind of massage yourself with the idea that at least the team is winning, okay? And, you know, and Aaron Boone goes out of his way to talk about his defense and his base running and things like that. You put it out the defense. But at some point, you know, you're going to say to yourself, you know, I got to do more. You know, at some point, the team winning just isn't enough when you're an individual player that has a lot of pride, that's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. And, you know, he turned down the extension in Texas, so he probably sees a lot of this slipping away if he doesn't rebound with a strong second half of the season here. It's a lot of pressure. And the team itself, you know, is expecting to go to the World Series, which, by the way, is the first time he's ever been on a team that's been part of the plan. So I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on him right now. And, you know, he just hasn't been able to kind of get out of his own way offensively, it seems. And even, you know, there was a game against the Astros the other day where, you know, he lined, or maybe it was here at Monday night, where he lined out twice. And, you know, it's like even he can't even get, you know, get hits or even for good solid contact sometimes. So it's a struggle for him, no doubt. The team is winning even with him and any other people who have not performed to their own expectations. That's got to count a little bit on the positive side for them. But you're about a month away from the trade deadline. And Joey Gallo knows, just like he was brought here a year ago because there were people underperforming here, he's, you know, he's in the crosshairs now with a month to go to figure out what the Yankees need to do to reinforce their own playoff chances this year.
When you look at this team, just look, the best record in baseball, do you think that this is one of those teams that has that special opportunity because of how well-rounded they are this year?
Yeah, listen, they pitch really well. They play good defense. They score a lot of runs, okay? It doesn't matter how they score. Yeah, they hit home runs, but guess what? That plays. And in postseason, that plays. People don't want to hear that, but it does. Anybody remember when Reggie Jackson bunted three times to win a World Series game? I don't. I remember hitting three home runs to win a World Series game. And I remember Tino Martinez and Scott Brosius and Bernie Williams and Derek Jeter all hitting big home runs to win World Series games and postseason games. That plays here. And Aaron Judge is having a monster season. You need your stars to perform like stars if you're going to win a World Series. Judge and Gerrit Cole are both doing that right now. And you've gotten other stand-up performances from guys like Trevino and Clay Holmes, career years from guys like that. Those are the kinds of things that you need in order to get far in October. Right now they're setting themselves up for that. And I'm just looking forward to another Yankees-Astros series because clearly they're the two best teams in the league.
Always great to see you. Appreciate the time, as always.
Rocks, always fun. Thanks for having me.
Sweeney Murdy joining us here from Yankee Stadium. More to come on A's Total Access.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisna giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day brought to you by Mechanics Bank. I'm going to tell you that not only is it the stat of the day, it's the key. Don't walk anybody. And Cole Irvin has done a really good job of that this year. Cole has only walked 17 batters in 68 and a third innings. That's just 2.24 walks per nine innings. That is a big key. Why? Because we know the Yankees hit home runs. They've hit the most in baseball. They've got 55 dingers in June alone. But they've also walked the most at 287 times. So keep them off the bases. Also, another key today for Cole Irvin. Get through that first inning. First inning, I mean, he's had a good year with a 3.29 ERA, but the first inning, it's been rough. Opponents are hitting 327 with a 6 ERA in the first inning for Cole Irvin. So put up a goose egg in that first inning. That is going to be key. Time now for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Kaiser Permanente remind you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Mark Kotze, here he is on Jed Lowry and his shoulder.
Yeah, you know, Jed's left shoulder's been an issue. You know, we're giving him this opportunity to see if we can get his strength back in it. You know, he's available, but you know, at this point, I think we're trying to give him as much time as possible.
And also, Adrian Martinez is going to be back. Remember, he had his first start in Detroit. He was really good. He's going to get Robert. It's the ball tomorrow, correct? He'll be getting the ball tomorrow in Seattle. Interesting. And really liked what I saw in that first start in Detroit. We'll see what he's got against the Mariners. Doug Glanville, former player, now broadcaster for ESPN, will join us next right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Everybody loves them some data, but no matter what your data is, you still have to play the game. You still have to play winning baseball. Here's Doug Glanville from ESPN, who joined us on A's Cast Live.
All these sports, it's not just baseball or just society, the algorithms, the data is such a driver. Now, I appreciate that, especially as like a center fielder where I wanted value to be seen in my defense. And there wasn't a whole lot of metrics saying, hey, this is why you're an asset. So I applaud the idea of trying to find value. And the A's, look, they were a big part of this because they started to see value in players that wasn't necessarily on the surface, you know, in the traditional ways. So there's a definite positive there. But what it does, if you skew it so far one direction, you do lose a lot of the human element. Like a perfect example is this. Like I can say, all right, I'm on second base and I could steal third right now. So now the numbers will tell you, well, if I get caught, let's say it's one out or something, I get caught, the probability, my run probability, my chance of scoring a run, my run expect, you know, the expectations, I'm saying this wrong, but terms wise, but the chances of me, right. So the chance of me scoring a run, if I get caught, let's say that goes down by, you know, 80%. But then if I make it, it only goes up by 40%, right? So what you start to look at is saying, well, if I steal this base, that what I've risked and what I lose by getting caught is much greater than what I gain by making it. And when you start to look at every equation like that, it's pretty easy to see why you just eliminate the stolen base altogether, right? So why take the risk? And the thing about, to me, the joy of the game or any sport or anything is actually the low percentage play. It's the excitement of the impossible happening. And if you don't put a position like a pitcher in a position, say, well, what would happen if I go into the seventh here? Individually, you do lose that, and you lose the warriors of the game, like, you know, Fernando Valenzuela versus Tom Seaver. Like, yeah, let's just see who can go 12 innings, you know, and that's kind of marketable. That's, I used to love looking in the box for, oh, Steve Carlton versus Fernando,
yeah,
or Mario Soto versus, you know, Ron Guidry or whatever, you know. So there's trade-offs. And I think that when you talk about the humanity, the human element, you don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose that soul where everything's just numbers and stuff. Because, you know, I remember talking to Barry Bonds at the cage one day, and he said, and it was, this is post-career, and he's like, okay, fine. You shift and put everybody all over the place. I get it. You might be able to keep me from hitting 400, but you're not going to keep me from hitting 300 with slugging percentage. So now that's Barry Bonds. But the reality is, like, yeah, if a person knows that can play to that, he just hits it over the shift, right? And of course, your whole game changes around it. But you're losing the athleticism, hit and run, stealing bases, seeing guys just putting balls in play. All that can get lost in the algorithms. And I think that's where you have to try to do a reset.
I think of Al Davis. Was it a high percentage play to throw the ball deep? No, but Al Davis always wanted to throw deep because it kept everybody honest all the time. And like you said, not high percentage, but sometimes you got to do stuff. I mean, I've been watching it, and I've been saying it because I got to do TV hits before every game, and I go, I'm tired of watching us have a starting pitcher come out in the fifth or the sixth inning without 100 pitches thrown to go to a bullpen that the number says the bullpens aren't very good. We keep running this exact same playbook over and over and over again. I'm like, is there – and Dave Stewart, who does our television for pre and post, I say, Stu, you never had a problem going 120 or 130. Why can't we just see if these guys can do it?
Well, I mean, look, we had Joe Maddon on our podcast last couple of years, and he described it pretty well. He said, all right, think of the auto industry. He's like, everybody is making the same car.
Yeah. I remember
the
this.
Same information, right? We're using and we're trying to parse it. And yeah, some teams have more money, but you're kind of working off of this shared data set. And, you know, and just so go back 80s or something, Cardinals on turf and they're running and the Harvey's Wallbangers and the Brewers, and these teams were so different, you know, and they took on different personalities. But when you have all the data that's shared, then you're just trying to like out data someone, right? You're trying to, and you, you lose something in that because it's there's more to it. And look, like I said, I appreciate the science and the digging for information. You have the information. It's just like we have all these cameras. You can't just make a call that everybody can see is wrong and just act like nothing happened. So you have to use the technology. But I think that you always have to push back and ask those questions so that you still maintain like, well, what kind of game do we want? Because, yeah, like you said, Dave Stewart, guys going into the ninth inning, is that exciting? That could be exciting for the game. And when you always – like I did the game the other day. It was Dodgers in Atlanta. Freddie Freeman came back. So I was calling the game. Tony Gonsolin's on the mound. This dude is 9-0 with like a 1-5. Now, granted, he didn't go as deep in the game. So sixth inning gets around, I think, and he gets two outs. He gives up a hit, he's out immediately. And we talked to Dave Roberts before the game, and he's like, that's probably what's going to happen. So there's no like, hey, let me see what Tony Gonsolin's going to do and with first and third, a little bit tired, but, you know, see what we can get out of it, right? Because that builds something in Tony Gonsolin that if you get in this situation later, you're like, oh, I've been here before. But it's not, and so the counter, I guess, is like, well, it's not about the individual's development, right? It's not about him. It's about like, who's in the best position to get this out in this particular moment. And that's very different. But when you slice things into so many individual decision-making trees, it's very clear why you don't see the forest as well. And that's what we're battling a lot in baseball.
Great stuff. You can hear the entire interview, athletics.com/A'sCast. Coming up next, we got the hitting coach with Vince Catronio right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
Athletics wrap up the second leg of their three-city road trip. It's the finale of the series with the New York Yankees. We visit with hitting coach Tommy Everidge, and Tommy, I know Jonah Bryant is on the IL now with a shoulder injury, but he's come up and he's done a nice job for the Athletics. Here's a guy that grinded in the minor leagues. You were down there working with guys to try to preach. If you continue to work, you'll get noticed. What does that mean, not just for Jonah, but inside the organization, when they see something like that actually happening here on the major league level?
You know, I think it's really good for the younger guys to see, and, you know, preaching to these guys and anyone down there. I mean, you got opportunities. You know, the kid went to the fall league, learned to catch. You know, it took that to, you know, they put him on the 40-man. He starts in double A, plays well, and then he gets a shot up here. And, you know, I think what he's done in early on before the injury has been tremendous. And I think that should be a motivation to all the guys.
He only struck out three times since he's come up. I know it's a handful of at-bats, around 40 or so at-bats. Everybody said he's got these great bat-to-ball skills, that great line. But he really proved that, didn't he?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the other thing that'll be good for the other younger players to see is, you know, Jonah can definitely hit a fastball, and in just showing that the transition's easier if you're able to do that. You know, I mean, he does have the great bat-to-ball skills and a good approach, and, you know, that plays.
You mentioned hitting the fastball. As you've seen in the series so far with the Yankees, they've used the changeup rather effectively. The thing about being able to make that adjustment and seeing those other quality off-speed pitches, how much of a challenge is that for a young hitter?
Yeah, I think it's just different than, you know, like I'd say double A, you seem to have more of the power arms, and then triple A, the pitching shows up more, and then the big leagues is a good combo of that. So, you know, I think that and the defense is kind of the real eye-opener for our young guys.
Here's the other side, too. Sheldon Noisy was struggling. He goes down to Triple-A, hits over 400 down there, comes back up and seems to be driving the ball again to right field, doing some good things. Nobody wants to go back to the minor leagues. I get that. How did he make the most of that situation to work for him to get him back here?
Yeah, I think, you know, he just took it to heart. You know, you get an opportunity up here, you know, you kind of go into a little funk, and you can go down there and either, you know, let that affect you, or you can do what Sheldon did, and you can just keep knocking on the door. And, you know, I was really proud of him the way he went down there and came back. Same with Barrera earlier in the year, you know, gets designated. Just play well. You know, if you play well, there's going to be opportunities.
What's your expectations from Jameson Taillon today?
Yeah, you know, he's a good pitcher. He throws a bunch of pitches, but you know, I think if we can execute an approach and get him out over, I mean, he makes mistakes just like every pitcher. And, you know, I got a good feeling today.
It was a struggle yesterday for the Athletics again until the ninth inning against the guy that's been outstanding maybe in the All-Star game in Clay Holmes. And I know the catcher's interference opened the door, but you came through, you got a run home and had a chance to maybe tie or even take the lead in the ninth inning. Stephen Vogt, the broken bat base hit, Elvis, the ground ball single up the middle. What gave you some hope in that situation and gave at least a little bit of a lift inside the A's dugout?
Yeah, you know, we got a catcher's interference. You know, they got a couple the night before that led to a big inning. And I just really can't say enough about the way the guys kept battling. I mean, Holmes is no picnic, and we put it on them and gave ourselves a chance to win. And, you know, one swing away from tying or potentially, you know, taking the lead. And, you know, you just love to see that, you know, because the way Sears pitched and the way things were going is it was a grind all game, and the guys didn't give up.
Appreciate you, Tommy. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Tommy Evers joining us from New York. Townie, now back to you.
Coming up next, it's the A's, it's the Yankees, the final game of the three-game set. Enjoy, everybody, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A crying baby is impossible to ignore, but a quiet baby can be easy to forget. Every year, dozens of children lose their lives because otherwise attentive adults forgot they were in the back seat. It only takes a moment for a car to heat up to dangerous levels, even on cooler days. So get in the habit of always looking in the back seat and use reminders to ensure baby is always with you. Where's baby? Look before you lock. Paid for by NHTSA.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Red, white, blue, and baseball, too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.